This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A new poll shows President Bush is gaining ground with a key voter group, rural people in battleground states. They helped build the president's winning margin in those states 4 years ago. A rural battleground poll earlier this year indicated the president's support was slipping, but not now, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The new poll surveyed 536 likely voters in rural counties in 17 so-called battleground states, places that are too close to call now and likely to decide the presidential election in November. Most of those surveyed seem firmly committed, 55% for President Bush, 42% for Senator Kerry.
It's a settling out of the election, if you will. People are returning to where it is that they are most comfortable.
Bill Greener is a Republican political consultant who analyzed the survey.
What the data indicates is that President Bush continues to grow his support in rural areas. The data reflects less than a favorable view of Kerry and a much more favorable view of President Bush.
President Bush also led in the last rural poll in June, but by a smaller margin, far smaller than his margin of victory among the same voters 4 years before. Both campaigns visited small towns and announced rural initiatives, but that doesn't explain the survey's results, says Anna Greenberg, the Democratic pollster who conducted the poll.
What we see in rural areas are cross-pressured voters. They are voters who are less educated, less affluent, tend to be very concerned about economic issues, especially the cost of health care. But they also are very socially conservative. They tend to be a little more religious. So what we've seen in the last few months is a real shift away from an economic focus to one that's on security, national defense, commander-in-chief kinds of issues. That has meant that a lot of these voters, especially women without a college education, have shifted away from Kerry towards Bush.
Greenberg believes these voters are still fertile ground for Kerry, along with elderly rural women. One of the survey's respondents fits both the demographics and the dilemma.
I've been voting since I was 21. That's how old you had to be. And I voted in every election. I've never had this much trouble making up my mind.
Evelyn Bledsoe is a 73-year-old retired unemployment counselor living 10 miles outside Point Pleasant, West Virginia. She's weighing a mix of issues, which leaves her mixed about the candidates.
We shouldn't have gone to Iraq. I don't think we've accomplished very much there, and our men are dying. And I feel Bush took us into that.
But then there's abortion, gay marriage, and faith, which makes President Bush appealing.
He feels the same way I do that. And I like that he brings God and his Christianity into what he's doing. It's just part of what he is, who he is.
But then there are the 200 West Virginia jobs lost to outsourcing recently. And Bledsoe's uncertain about how the president will handle Social Security and Medicare. This leaves Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg optimistic.
I don't think the rural battleground is hopeless for Kerry. I think he has to do a lot of work to energize his Democratic base. And I think that if he can do that, he can shrink the margin back to being in a place where it's more competitive.
But Republican political consultant Bill Greener believes cultural issues will keep rural voters like Bledsoe from aligning with Democrat Kerry. Greener and Democrat Greenberg do agree that these rural voters are key to victory in battleground states. The poll's sponsor hopes that will bring meaningful attention to rural issues. Dee Davis directs the Center for Rural Strategies.
You've heard the term rural a lot more in this election than you heard 4 years ago. But I'm not so sure that the policies and the checkbook are also lined up with rural at this point.
Davis's group plans one more rural battleground poll before the election. Howard Berkus, NPR News.